But the really big story in the Syrian crisis may be how Iran will react. Syria's ally for strategic and religious sectarian reasons has said that an attack on Syria will lead to Iran launching a retaliatory attack on Israel, fanned by, quote, the flames of outrage, a metaphor from the new leadership in Iran. Afshan Astavar joins us. He's a research scientist with CNA, formerly the Center for Naval Analysis, a federally funded center for research on policy. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're an Iranian expert at CNA. How seriously are we to take the metaphors, colorful metaphors from the new leadership in Tehran?
Well, I'd take them at metaphors, you know, at the moment. They're rhetorical devices. Iran is certainly concerned about any U.S. activity in Syria. They're proclaiming that concern in sort of the guise as veiled threats. But I wouldn't take any Iranian action as an absolute certainty. Certainly not.
Well, let's look at the situation. Since we talked about 2003 with Ambassador Hill, one of the implications of the invasion of Iraq was that it really strengthened Iran's position in the region. It seems to me Iran's role in the Syrian crisis runs the risk of further strengthening Iran's role in the region by being able to credibly threaten Israel. What do you think about that?
Well, if Iran were to do anything against Israel, it would seriously complicate Iran's own strategy, which is, for the most part, to deter attacks from Israel or for the United States. What it's doing in Syria now is trying to not lose Syria as a strategic ally and as a sort of a strategic middleman between Iran and Hezbollah. If it loses Syria, it's going to be damaging to Iran's overall regional strategy and also their strategy against the United States. So right now they're trying to hold on to what they have. If they start attacks against Israel or somehow target U.S. personnel, let's say in the Persian Gulf, it would just open up a new front for them, and it's something that they just can't survive.
I wonder how much control they have over the situation with this flames of outrage kind of rhetoric. There are plenty of jihadists inside Syria right now who probably, it's not insane of me to suggest, would be happy to run over to the Golan and start fighting over there as well. If Iran encourages that sort of thing, the war could be widened even if Iran doesn't want it. What do you make of that?
Well, it's true. I mean, there's many moving pieces that Iran has absolutely no control over. Iran has some influence over Hezbollah and a couple Palestinian factions that it works with. But for the most part, it's fighting the jihadists right now. So for the jihadists to open up a third front, that could certainly happen. They wouldn't do it for Iran's benefit, however. They would do it to further complicate the case. But right now, for the jihadists to do that would be sort of a strategic blunder in that they've been concentrating on overthrowing Assad. And if the U.S. goes essentially on the same side with the jihadists, they would have little reason to sort of spoil that benefit.
We're talking with Afshan Astavar, an Iran analyst with CNA, formerly the Center for Naval Analysis. Let's talk about, you know, what I find curious, and that is, why doesn't the U.S. and the international community have more leverage on Iran in this situation to compel them to actually produce a settlement here? It seems that leverage over Iran has been curiously absent throughout this entire conflict.
Yeah, we don't have any, particularly in this case. Syria is Iran's best friend in the region and really their only close ally. And Iran doesn't want to lose that. And Iran is not going to agree to any settlement where that relationship is lost, especially when they feel like they have some leg to stand on. The international community, you know, Russia and to a lesser extent China, more or less agree with Iran and with the Assad regime's view that Assad is fighting al-Qaeda and other terrorists. So Iran doesn't feel like it's alone in this situation. And I think that that larger international buffer gives Iran some space to operate outside of any U.S. pressure.
Afshan Astavar is an Iran analyst with CNA, formerly the Center for Naval Analysis. It's a federally funded center for research policy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So we've been asking you, should the U.S. get militarily involved in Syria with all the turmoil in the Middle East? Is it still in our national interest to stay involved in this region?
Hello, this is Doug from Salt Lake City. I'm reluctant to get our country further involved in Syria. It seems like we spend a lot of money there to help out people that generally don't like us, and we don't seem to accomplish very much.
My name is Jeff Strum from Orlando, Florida. We don't need to get involved with the civil war over there. That's their war. Why can't the UN police the world instead of the United States?
From Orleans, Massachusetts, you think we should be involved in the region, but not in Syria. You write, Obama is kowtowing to Saudi pressure. Unfortunately, I'm very disappointed. Thanks to all of you listeners. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Be part of the conversation.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.